This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your food comes from, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's now 7 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Victoria Keelan. Jennifer Knott with us in this hour of the program. Apparently, New York State, Victoria, you're close, in New Jersey, requiring the people who work, I'm sorry, New York City, and not the state. They have 340,000 people who work for the city. Can you imagine that? What population? About 9 million, right? New York. So the number of people working for the city, wow. So they're going to require them to be vaccinated by the middle of September or face weekly testing. Testing, I'm assuming, is for the COVID, but can you find other things out if you're testing somebody? What do you test? You stick the thing up your nose. You can't find any drug use, or can you find drug use?
Well, they're not looking for that. So this
is just
for COVID.
Well, but they might just becomes a little, you know.
Well,
on the side.
I'm assuming, I don't know anyone who works for the city, but I'm assuming that they already have a drug policy in place, if that's what you mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well.
Yeah, they probably already do drug testing. I mean, so, a lot of companies and organizations do. It's not uncommon.
Well, now they're requiring, as part of that, this could be a new requirement, right? You work for us, you get vaccinated, you don't work, you want to work for us, okay, swell. Don't get vaccinated.
Well, you're going to have to be tested for COVID every week, which I don't think is nearly enough, to be honest. So, I don't know. I'm surprised.
Why do you say
it's
that?
Not. Because as we know, you know, it can take sometimes a few days for symptoms to arise, or it can be up to 5 days. But if you're only being tested once a week, they could miss it. Someone could have already been exposed and is around other people, and then they get the test and shows that they're positive. So I actually think they should probably do it like twice a week.
Mm-hmm. So one wonders, you look around at some of the things that are changing. We've had entry restrictions for Europeans and people that come from various parts of the world to come into our country. Apparently, the decision has been made to keep those restrictions. They were going to loosen them up, I think, weren't they, in September, and now that's changed?
Yeah. So now everybody in UK, Europe, Ireland, none of those people are allowed to come to the United States. So, it's...
Under any circumstances, can you have had a test or can you have had the shots and then come? Or you just
can't
come?
I don't know. I think it from everything that I've read, it just says that they're denying entry for people from parts of Europe, the Schengen area. I don't know what the European Schengen area is. I don't know what that means.
Doesn't ring a bell.
The United Kingdom and other countries, like I've said, Ireland and France and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, that's just, I guess you're not allowed to come here. Maybe there might be a few exceptions, maybe if it's work-related or... I don't know. But I thought it was bizarre. Kate Beckinsale, you know, the actress?
Yeah.
She just did a new interview on a podcast, and she was talking about the fact that she hasn't seen her teenage daughter in 2 years because of COVID. Because
really?
Of COVID. Because her daughter lives in the UK. Her daughter's father is Michael Sheen, the actor.
Yes.
And so I guess the daughter's been living with him, and Kate Beckinsale's been here in the United States and then working in Canada, so it's been 2 years, and she was just reunited with her daughter this week. So maybe they kind of, I don't know, maybe they made it in under some sort of exception. But other than that, I guess they're just keeping everybody out.
Mm-hmm. Sean Penn's working on a new limited series called Gaslit. He's with Julia Roberts, a pretty heavy cast, actually. And he's made it very public in the past few days that he will not return to the set of the show until everybody on the cast, everyone who's in the crew, have received vaccinations. He plays the role of Attorney General John Mitchell. Julia Roberts portrays his wife, Martha. It's going to be on Starz later this year. So Penn said, that he was not satisfied with the vaccination requirements imposed by NBC. So if you don't, if you want to work on this, or you want me to work on it. So one wonders at this point, where they have all this invested, if they don't just say, okay, yep, we're going along with Sean Penn, everybody's got to get a vaccine. And maybe this is the policy, a better policy for them anyway. Who knows? People are, the problem is they're bound to have some people working for them don't want to do this. And well, so what kind of a problem
is that? Isn't he under contract?
He is, yeah.
Yeah, so you would think that if he wants to break his contract, he's the one that would have to pay out for it. Mm-hmm. If he actually does decide to walk away.
But what's the... All right, so let's say that happens. What toll does it take on the reputation or the focus on NBC? That would be one thing. I wonder, is this... I think they have required it in other... if you're in headquarters, I don't know about the shows that they're doing.
Yeah, but he's on set. So I guess what their solution was originally was that they had two different zones, or several different zones. So Zone A meant like Julia, Sean Penn, like the main cast who comes in close proximity, they all had to be vaccinated. But what Sean Penn was upset with was that all the other zones of people who are sort of on the periphery, other cast and crew members, they didn't have to be vaccinated. So he wants all the zones vaccinated, and he actually offered to facilitate it through his organization CORE, which is the community organized relief effort, which you've seen him doing stuff in Haiti and all around the world.
Very
so he
active.
Has offered, he's offered to do all the COVID testing and vaccination. He's actually set up his own vaccination sites in California because they just weren't rolling out vaccines fast enough. And so through his organization, he had set up multiple mega sites just for the general public and paid for everything. So that's what he wants to do with this set. It will be interesting to see how many people, you know, will give in, because then you've got unions are involved. And then, you know, so it's, I don't blame him for not wanting to be around, especially in California, you know, with those cases on the rise. Yeah. I don't blame him, but it will be interesting to see what they can really do.
Orange County, I just saw something about Orange County. I think it may be companies in Orange County are saying that we want you to come to work for us if you haven't had a vaccine. Which sounds kind of typical for Orange County.
Well, that's very Orange County, right?
Very
Orange super,
County.
You know, it's a super red county. It's probably the reddest county in all
in
of California. So
let's go to your... Let's go to your home state, Victoria of New Jersey, where there is focus on mask mandates. What's the curve look like in New Jersey in terms of how many people, cases, serious number of people? How does it look, the local realities, how they look?
Well, we're actually, New Jersey's holding steady. So right now, New Jersey is one of the top eight states of Massachusetts is ahead of us, so you guys are a little bit ahead of us in terms of your full vaccination rate. We're, New Jersey is about 10% higher than the average across the country. Mm-hmm. We actually now have surpassed New York State. So, you know, we're plugging away. We're doing okay. Governor Murphy yesterday did a press conference and said that he, you know, they look to the CDC for guidance, but he also said you have to take into consideration what each part, you know, what your state looks like, what the reality is in each county in your state. And so he said a national recommendation may not really apply to what's going on with, you know, facts on the ground,
each
as he called it.
Yeah, each
and
situation
so,
is a different state.
Right, and so the current infection rate is 3.84. Now, when things were really on the downtick...
Is that a percentage or a number out of 100,000?
Out of 100,000. So 3.84% out of 100,000 are positive cases. So hospitalizations are up, but not to the point where he feels that, you know, we're not ready for it. So in his statement, he said that he's happy with the stockpiles of PPE that we have, the vaccinations, the tests, the ventilators, hospital beds, all that. And he said, again, and this is what what everybody's saying, this is literally the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Everybody who's in, I mean, 99% of people who are in the hospital in New Jersey with COVID are not vaccinated. So I think the tide is kind of turning. I think, you know, as we were talking earlier about the talk show host from Nashville who was very against the vaccine, now he's in the hospital on a ventilator and now has changed his position on that. You're seeing more and more of this happen where people are going, you know, it's not that big of a deal to get a vaccine. I now know a lot of people who are vaccinated. They're totally fine. They're walking around. They're healthy. It didn't harm them. Maybe this is really the way to go. And I hope that does continue.
Yeah, there are those who are worried about long-term for either circumstance. So here's something I don't understand. The folks at Pfizer and Moderna, I do understand that they're going to study more, expand the studies for children from the age of 5 to 11 as to whether or not they should be they should have a vaccine. Are they getting it? Are they transmitting it? Et cetera. This obviously is of huge interest to parents as children get ready to go back to school, because most of the school districts I know around where I am anyway, they want the kids to go, the parents and everybody pretty much associated with all of this, they want them to go back to school.
Well, that's what Governor Murphy also said, too. He's not backing down. Every kid is going to be in person and full time. That's it. He said that we're not doing remote learning anymore. Everybody's back in school and we'll figure it out as we go, which I agree with. I think that's the right thing to do.
So under the circumstances, though, what are they studying? What are Pfizer and Moderna?
Well,
is there some worry that it's dangerous for youngsters?
Yes, I guess. Right. I mean, you know, Jen has who's not with us right now, but she had talked, you know, to some of the cardiologists in California in the hospital when she was visiting one of her numerous people who've been in and out of the hospital lately. Yeah. And so they said that there are, you know, it's younger men, really. I don't know that it's necessarily children, but it's younger guys, probably, you know, late teens, early 20s, that have had those, you know, and it's rare, but they've had some cases of the heart inflammation. Mm-hmm. So they've ended up in the hospital and they're trying to figure out why it does that. But the little kids right now, you know, my friend has a 5.5-year-old who just got COVID from summer camp, and he was really sick for a couple days. Luckily, the rest of the family was vaccinated, so even though, which shows you how well the vaccines do work. You know, his mom and his dad and his two siblings, they were in the house caring for him. Everybody else was vaccinated. No one else tested positive. It didn't spread. That shows you right there, you know, you can come in direct contact with someone who's really sick and shedding the virus, and meaning contagious, and it's, you know, they still didn't get it. But little kids are getting it all the time now. That's the next age group, the 5 to 11.
The studies are including 3,000 children in that age group. It's 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today with funding from $3,000 to $500,000. Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Jen's out today. Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jay is at the top of the heap here with her following of all the trending things on social media. And what we've been in and out of in the last month or two or three, since there's been a lot of talk about the new Sex and the City, the movie that's coming out. Who's not going to be there? Who is going to be there? I was more concerned about Big than I was about Kim Cattrall's, but see, that's just me. So what is being confirmed? Is there something new here? It looks like a rehash to me of what we already have been, what we've been aware of, Jay, right? Pretty much collectively, Kim's not there.
The character kids, Kristen Davis and Cynthia Nixon, the kids who are going to be playing their Miranda's son and Charlotte's daughters were photographed, and I'm not sure if they're the same actors or not, or if they're new actors. The final time we have seen them was in 2011, I think, when, or no, 2008. 2008 was Sex and the City and Baby 2 came out.
Isn't it the main characters they care about? Why would they care about the
kids? So the reason that people care about the kids is everybody, when they were envisioning this, they still, according to social media, everyone was kind of feeling like the kids were going to stay the same age. And to see photos of them all grown up, it was a shock to a lot of fans. Yeah. So that's why it's in the conversation.
And the kids the kids became a big part of the two movies that they made. So, you know, Charlotte struggled to get pregnant. They adopt Lily from China, and then they end up getting pregnant, so they have Lily and Rose. So those two girls are now probably teenagers, right? And Brady, Miranda's son Brady, he's got to be 20. It makes everybody feel
he
old.
He looks very grown. Yeah. The kid who's playing Brady definitely looks very grown. He looks like a familiar actor, so I don't think this is the same actor who played young Brady that we've seen before. This might be a new guy. But yeah, it was just funny seeing everybody going crazy on social media being like, wait a second, I wasn't prepared for this one, though.
Right.
Okay, let's see what we're, as far as trending, what we're learning about the Tokyo Olympics, who's getting booted, who's doing well. I see this Lydia Jacoby, the 17-year-old from Alaska, is doing well, won the 100-meter breaststroke. Apparently wasn't favored to do so. So another, what's the medal count? At this point, the Americans are ahead. Maybe that's about all we need to know. Okay. So what about Naomi Osaka, Jay? What are people, there seem to be a lot of fans of hers around on social media.
Yeah, so she's ranked number two, and she was kicked out. She was beat by a 42nd ranked player from Czech Republic, Marketa Vantrusova.
Yeah,
good job, Jay.
So that was, I mean, Naomi Osaka, this is the one that we've been talking about because she took a break from, she backed out of Wimbledon and the French Open because she didn't want to do the press, and that was part of the job, and she acknowledged that. So she was like, okay, I'm just going to back out of that. But now it's looking like maybe taking the hiatus for her mental health to take care of that, she maybe stopped practicing as well. It wasn't, nobody was expecting this. I mean, she was in her home country. She's basically the face of the Olympics. She was the one that lit the Olympic cauldron during the opening ceremony. To get kicked out so early.
That's a big disappointment.
It's kind of devastating.
All right, here's some focus on the women's gymnastics team from Germany wearing non-traditional uniforms. Is this another one? Something for Pink to help straighten out? What is the...
No, they're not getting in trouble. Yeah, there's no fine or anything. They're wearing full-length unitards instead of the leotards, which are usually bikini bottoms. Unitards cover at least a portion of the leg, if not the whole leg. And this goes a lot in line with what the men wear. The gymnast males are all wearing unitards.
Can't you imagine, though, that how much better they might perform without feeling self-conscious that, you know, their leotard might slip and,
yeah,
you know.
Some of those moves they do, I don't know how their leotards stay in place. I know that they have that sticky spray, like sticky skin or whatever, to help it, but that has to be so uncomfortable. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if more gymnasts started wearing the unitards over the leotards.
28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC again flip-flopped on its masking guidelines for people who have been fully vaccinated. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky on Tuesday.
The largest concern that I think we in public health and science are worried about is that virus and the potential mutations away we are from a very transmissible virus that has the potential to evade our vaccines in terms of how it protects us from severe disease and death.
President Biden in May.
Let me repeat. If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Democrat political donor Ed Buck was convicted Tuesday of supplying fatal methamphetamine doses to two men at his West Hollywood apartment. Buck could face life in prison after the guilty verdict. 4 years ago, Jamel Moore was found dead from an OD in Buck's Hollywood apartment. Timothy Dean was found dead from an OD at the same apartment in January of 2019. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask. Let me repeat. If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
President Biden from the White House in May. If you're confused, you're not alone. Professor Martin Kulldorff of the Harvard Medical School tells Fox News, deaths from COVID in America right now have remained the same during the new Delta variant era.
There was a study a week ago, I think, coming out from Hutchinson and Emory, that shows that people with natural immunity who have had COVID, they have immunity not only to reinfection, but also to the other four common coronaviruses and to COVID, SARS-CoV-1. So we know that people who have had the disease, they have sort of cross immunity, which seems very promising for any variants that come out. And we don't know exactly about the vaccine. But the key thing to realize with whether you're immune from vaccine or whether you're immune from having had COVID, it doesn't necessarily protect you from being infected again, because the virus will enter the body and it might start reproducing in the body. What the immune system do for you is that it prevents you from getting a serious illness or death. And that's what's important, and that's why we're seeing now that while cases are going up in the U.S., the deaths are not. The deaths are flat.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Minutes after the hour here on the DJV program. I like it when we're all bright and alive and alert and ready to go. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Victoria's on the ready. Jay's ready. Are you seeking status? I was thinking, we were talking about some of the actresses and actors that are in this new Sean Penn thing, and the level, it's like the caste system in India. Are you familiar with that, ladies? How the caste mm-hmm. system works. You're born into a particular, you're the low or middle or high, whatever it is, and you stay there. That's where you stay. In our country and much of the rest of the world, you work to get into a better place. But then I wonder out loud sometimes when people, I remember when I was in school, some kid said he was better than me. I don't know why that stuck with me. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm sometimes worried about who I am, and even at this stage of my life, I think sometimes we wonder about what it is. What's it all about, Alfie? Do you own who you are? Have you earned the reputation that you have? A lot of people, I spoke at a it wasn't a funeral, a memorial for a very good friend of mine over the weekend, I was thinking about his life and what it amounted to. He started with little or nothing. He made up his mind when he was a teenager what he was going to do and what he was going to become, and he succeeded extraordinarily well. But he always remembered where he came from. You know what I mean? He knew where, even though he owned John Lennon's house in Palm Beach, he grew to that sort of a stature financially. He bought it from John and Yoko Lennon and lived there for 4 or 5 years. It really didn't suit him. It didn't fit. He thought he'd try it. But nonetheless, he still was very successful in other things. But he didn't, what's the old expression? You take the city out of the kid, but you can't take the kid out of the city, or maybe it's the other way around in the country. Mm-hmm. And so I wonder about you, the two of you, and all of the folks listening right now, thinking about the status, where you are, and are you happy with where you are, or do you want to be higher than where you are in terms of what people say about you or think about you? Because let's face it, when you really get down to brass tacks, all the things that Jay talks about on social media, it's all about status, isn't it? When you look at, okay, what's Britney Spears' status? What's J-Lo's status? What's the status of the people participating in the Olympics? It's all about where you rank on the stat on the ladder. And so do you just accept who you are, where you are? Or do you continue to work, to strive? Do you want to be somebody other than who you are? I guess that's the question. Are you satisfied with who you are? Victoria?
Yeah. I mean, worrying about what other people think about your status in life, I mean, that to me is a recipe for misery.
Yeah,
right?
I mean,
comparing yourself, and this is where the danger of social media really, you know.
That's why I'm asking.
For
I think
kids,
that's very much.
You know, yeah, I mean, I didn't have social media until, I don't know, I don't even remember how old I was when Twitter and Instagram and everything started, but, like, I, you know, was allowed to grow up as a kid, as a teenager, and, you know, and then social media really hit. So I think it's unfortunate for younger kids, you know, your grandson and your future grandson. And so, you know, they're going to have to navigate a world that's very different from anything that the three of us ever experienced. You know, it's all about comparing yourself and your life. It's FOMO. I mean, FOMO never existed when I was a kid.
What is FOMO?
Fear of missing out. So, I mean,
really?
that's a huge, huge part of why social media keeps people so hooked, because you're just looking. I mean, all of us, and I'm guilty of this, I wake up every morning and I check to see what Bennifer's up to, you know, like, where are Jen and Ben today?
Uh-huh.
And I'm not on a $130 million mega yacht. I'm sitting in my office in my two-bedroom apartment, but, you know, I'm still looking to see what Jen and Ben are up to on their mega yacht.
But, you know, why do you think, but why? And I'd ask the same of you, Jay. What is there? Is it, did you envy them, or you're just interested in them because they're interesting people? What it is that moves people to be jealous. I've found that.
Well, I'm not jealous of them.
Yeah,
I'm happy for them.
For jealousy in there.
Yeah.
Well, and also, for me personally, I don't know if you feel the same way, Victoria, but back when they were together the first time, it's just kind of a nostalgic feel.
Yeah.
Now that they're getting back together. And they
were.
Well,
I love a good love story.
They were such a big couple. Yeah, exactly. And especially when you hear or you read in articles and interviews they've done in the past that they're, you know, he was the one true love of her life, and now they found mm-hmm. their way back. But I also subscribe to the belief that perception is projection. We don't see things as they are. We see things as we are. So whenever somebody has a perception,
so I'm actually on a yacht, is what you're telling me. That's the best news I got all day.
Close your eyes, sway around, and yes, you are.
Well, you can do that. Use your imagination, right? The anniversary of MTV turning 40 this week. You guys both grew up on MTV, yeah? Did
oh,
you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So
yeah, TRL years, like the 90s-ish, 90s early aughts.
And so what did you get out of watching? Why did everybody go to M? What was the magic? What did they capture? Because there has to have been something. I never actually paid any attention. It's still, I don't think I've ever watched MTV.
Well, that was before social media, so the only way that you could see Britney or NSYNC or Christina Aguilera, like all those artists that, you know, were everybody's favorite back then, the only real place you could see them was on TRL. So,
or the pop-up videos. Do you remember those?
Oh, that was the best.
It was whenever you had the music videos, but you'd have these things pop up, and there were different facts about the making of the song and the making of the video and all these inside secrets.
I was obsessed
kind of behind the pop-up videos.
I wish they'd bring that back, yeah.
Yeah, pop-up videos and the making of the music videos, all of those things. And then Daria. I loved Daria. I still love Daria. I still stream Daria.
That's funny.
You left me in the lurch on that one. Let's go back to what happened in June, that condo collapse down in Florida. The last victim has been identified. Her name, Estelle Hedaya. Last victim identified, 54 years old. The family said this was torture for having to wait 4 weeks, but you know, they're lucky probably they found the body, right?
Yeah.
Thinking or showing what, under the circumstances, how anybody recovered from that, then, and then they were identified. And that seems to me to be, it's just...
I think it was... and the whole thing was just is so tragic. I think it's important, though, that the fire chief made a statement saying that the rescue crews had found no evidence that anyone had survived the initial collapse. If I had a loved one that I lost, I would want to know that fact.
Yeah.
Because the idea of someone who survived it and then had to just sort of stay in that horrible situation alive, I can't even imagine how much pain and suffering that would cause the families. So I think that was a really important distinction that the fire chief made.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The government, through the EPA, announcing it's going to set stricter requirements for how coal-fired power plants dispose of the wastewater that comes as a result of the residue of the coal, i.e. arsenic, lead, mercury. I don't know if you knew that that's all part of not only what's in coal, but wood things. You know, wood is sort of a precursor to coal in that it's something that the texture of which absorbs things, but coal, because it was below the ground, has been able to hold on to, if you will, I don't know if this is wonderful or not, but the arsenic and the lead and the mercury that we have created, the toxic water from the rivers and streams, this is something that's man-made. This is something we've created. And it brings me back around to asking the question that I've asked ever. I don't know even who to ask. Isn't there, somebody should ask Biden or someone who's in charge, why are we not using water power to generate electricity? There are these generators all around the country, and that's how our power used to be generated, and there's no impact to the environment. Why aren't we doing that? Anybody got a leg up on the reason?
There's some special interests, right, of people who are making
more
money.
Yeah, the coal, right. There's no money made when you make the electricity out of water. But there's
wind,
no
right?
Exactly. There's no money made in the wind, and there's no money made in the solar or the mouse doing.
So you just answered your question. That's all it is. But the thing about the water, you know, when you look at national polling of environmental issues that really everyone can agree on, the horrible drinking water that we have in most parts of the country.
Awful.
It makes me scratch my head how we can live in the greatest country on the planet and have drinking water that is toxic. I mean, it's literally toxic in some parts of the country. And so a clean drinking water is something that, regardless of political policy or party, that's something that everybody can agree on. And, you know, right before Trump left office, he rolled back a lot of environmental protections.
Well, some of them needed to be rolled back, but unfortunately he rolled back the wrong ones.
Right. And so his EPA made these rules weaker, so it didn't force the coal plants to actually treat the wastewater with modern filtration methods. I mean, this is like they just basically and they dumped it into, and this is what we're drinking. This is what we're drinking. And if you're not filtering your own tap water, you're drinking this stuff. And our crops are being irrigated with it. It's awful.
The fact that you can go back to, remember the movie that John Travolta starred in about, and there were
a civil action.
More recently. Yeah.
That actually
was about near Massachusetts.
Yeah, and then there was another case that was in that movie, which I think was in, they used the story and relocated it, but that was about 40 minutes south of me in Toms River, New Jersey, where mm-hmm. cancer clusters popped up. All these kids were getting cancer, and it was from the drinking water.
Well, you saw
still,
last
to this
year.
Day, I would not drink any water in Toms River, New Jersey.
I don't drink the public water supply here. I grew up on wells. I had wells the last house I was in.
But even wells aren't safe anymore. Wells
have been. Depends on where you drill them.
Yeah, but in the soil and everything that surrounds the water, I mean, there are so many toxins and arsenic and lead and mercury, like you mentioned, from the wastewater. That mm-hmm. it's everywhere. I have a friend of mine who's, you know, very into all sorts of organic everything, and she's been, you know, non-GMO for years and years. And she told me a couple years ago when everybody was going crazy eating kale, and she was like, you know what? She goes, as much as kale has some health benefits, she said, even when you buy organic kale, it has more arsenic than any other vegetable because of the way kale grows.
Here's something that I would hope you'll pay attention to. We started a new, sort of a new way of communicating. It's a podcast only. It's called Zodiac Magic. And the first one is posted now, Jay, I believe, right? On Zodiac Magic, wherever you get your podcasts.
Zodiac Magic Pod.
Yeah, right. And so the first one is a focus, as many of them are going to be, on most of the stuff is going to be about astrological charts and features, when's the best time for you to have a romance, as we get into the month of Leo. Each day will be described in what's beneficial in the day for you, various signs. I think it'll be a very popular podcast, frankly. And we have psychic Mary O'Malley, who will talk about some of the cases that she's worked with. I think it's going to be an exciting time. I hope you'll spend some time with us finding out about you at zodiacmagicpod.com. Yes, do I have that right? Or is it something else? Wherever you get your podcast. I find this so confusing. It really annoys me.
Yeah, the social media handle is Zodiac Magic Pod, and then the website is zodiacmagicpodcast.com.
All right. But easy to get it wherever you get your podcast. That'd make it very simple. 49 after the hour. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee. That's HTM.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Uri Geller joins me at 53 past the hour. Mystifier, entertainer. I guess I have always wondered, and people ask you this all the time, about the objectivity. People wonder whether you really can do what you do. There's always going to be somebody that will think you're deceiving people. I will tell you, from my experience, when I watch Uri do whatever it is he does, with whatever energy he has, that it is, yeah, entertaining. Is it mystifying? Yep. Is it deceptive? No. It's just that we've been culturally, we tend to, because of sometimes religionary, what our cultural background is, to not believe that which we cannot prove. We're outside the five senses, and therefore it doesn't make sense. But for me, it makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah. Well, look, Doug, ever since feats of the paranormal and the power of the mind and miracles around the world, you'll always have a small group of skeptics, and they will try to debunk anything and everything under the moon and the sun. They're just simply closed-minded, and that's about it. So I dealt with them for my entire career, 50 years, mm-hmm. and I was always, in the beginning of my career, Doug, I was always worried and concerned that skeptics might finish me off. But
well, Randy used to say about you, this guy, that guy Randy, would always say something. I remember something along the lines, magicians are the most honest people. He used to say you were a magician.
Magician.
They tell you that they're going to fool you, and then they do.
Putting him aside, there's so many thousands of skeptics. How many hundreds of thousands of people in America do not believe that we set foot on the moon?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they think it was shot in a studio somewhere in NASA. There are people who do not believe that even Bezos or Richard Branson touched space.
Right.
They simply refuse to believe what their eyes are seeing on television. To me, the skeptics were an important element in my career because what they did is they caused an enigmatic interest in Uri Geller. They caused mysteriousness, strangeness, bizarrity, and they just spelt my name correctly all the time. If they wouldn't have spelt my name correctly, that wouldn't have been good. So the skeptics catapulted me into, if you will allow me to boast a little, into stardom. It was actually Johnny Carson that started it off. He was sneering and scoffing and smoking and kind of made fun out of me while I was on his show. And I was humiliated, and I've told you this story before. And I thought, that's it, Geller, you're destroyed. 20 million Americans just watched you fail. And I didn't really fail. I actually bent a spoon on his show. But the next morning, I was planning to go back to Israel when a phone call comes into my room from downstairs from the operator telling me that there's a guy who claims he's Merv Griffin and he's on the phone to speak to me. So I just couldn't believe it. I said, not you mean the Merv Griffin? And the operator says, yeah, he says that's who he is. So Merv was on the phone and he says to me, I saw you last night on Johnny Carson. I want you on my show this week. And that's when, Doug, it dawned on me that all publicity is good publicity. So I don't really care about whether people believe that I bend the spoon with a vice or a laser beam in my buckle belt. I was even accused of doing telepathy with a tiny transmitter that was planted in my tooth. So whoever drew the Amazing. Drawing, somebody was looking at the drawing and Morse coding me, and I was feeling the taps in my tooth, and I could decipher what the drawing was.
It sounds like the new thing that the catchers and pitchers are doing in Major League Baseball in terms of signs. Uri Geller, an amazing human being. I think he's telepathic. I think he's psychic. He is a paranormalist. He has lots to offer. Get to Tel Aviv. Check out his new museum. All of it you can view and understand more about Uri and what's going on over there by going to his website, Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, UriGeller.com.
Yeah, and my new book is called Uri Geller, Learn How to Douse.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.